Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy.
Welcome to Motivational Monday, and we are looking again at scriptures and seeking the Holy Spirit's revelation of truth from God's Word. Heavenly Father, we come before You. We seek Your Word's truths. Allow the Holy Spirit to reveal them to us. It's in Your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, once again, these are going to be straight from the YouVersion 1-Year Bible. For any of you that are like, I don't really know what to read or how that looks like, I offer you to join a YouVersion plan of your choice. Last Monday, we talked about find you an accountability partner, find a plan, and get going on pursuing His Word. So today, we're still in Ecclesiastes. If you are on the YouVersion 1-Year Bible plan, this is actually day 247. And this is Ecclesiastes chapter 7. And I want us to isolate verse 14, 7:14. And it reads, "In the day of prosperity, be joyful. And in the day of adversity, consider. God has made the one as well as the other, so that man may not find out anything that will be after him." And you're like, now what? Okay, once again, it's almost like we talked about last Monday. Each season was created by God for us. He knows the reason for the season. He knows what He's going to build in us. It's faith. He knows how we're going to be compelled to need Him more. Remember, we were called to join Him at work, no matter the season, if we were in stillness, and if we would discipline ourselves to being still and serving Him out of every season. Just meeting Him and being compelled to only work out of the capacity that He's given us at that time. Well, He's taken it another step forward. In the day of prosperity and great things, be joyful for that. If you are in a season of blessing, I hope you are being thankful. If you are in a season of adversity, I still hope you seek daily the blessings in it. There are blessings in whichever season you are in. It's just harder for us to find them. And then we have to consider that God doesn't want us to find out anything that we don't need to know. That's basically what it is, that wisdom is a gift from the Spirit. And the more we are walking with God, the more our faith is growing. And that gives us the perspective that God is sovereign, and that we just seek to remain in the palm of His hand. We don't have to figure anything out. We don't have to pre-prepare. We don't have to know the ending. We just have to know that we are in His hand, and that whatever is happening, He is enough, and it is enough that we just remain in Him. So if we keep that context again of be joyful with the blessings that we have and remain faithfully trusting God, remain in the palm of His hand, even when we are facing adversity. Now, let's go to 2 Corinthians. This was the second set of verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 7. And let's look at verses 4. I am acting with great boldness toward you. This is Paul talking about joy. I have great pride in you. I am filled with comfort. And in all our affliction, I am overflowing with joy. Now, how in the world can you overflow with joy in affliction? Well, let's go back to what we just read in Ecclesiastes. In the day of prosperity, be joyful. And in the day of adversity, consider that God's got it. God's got it. God's got us. And just be joyful. So if we can choose, which again, the name of our podcast is Overwhelming Joy. I'm going to be overwhelmed by something. I would rather be overwhelmed by the joy of the Lord than overwhelmed by anything the world tries to send my way. I am choosing to be overwhelmed by joy. So despite our circumstances, if we know God is over this season and we're in it for a reason, then we can choose joy. Joy is a choice. So Paul says he is acting with great boldness. He has great pride in those people. I am boldly proud of my God, and I am filled with comfort by Him. And even in affliction, I choose joy. I choose joy. And if you go on in chapter 7, verse 6, it says, God who comforts the downcast comforts us. And that's why we can have overwhelming joy, because we have the ultimate comforter. It's God, and the Holy Spirit who lives within us is my comfort. The Holy Spirit is my best friend. Let's look into Psalm 40, chapter 48. Now remember, I'm not making up which passages we're going to. This is day 247 of the YouVersion 1-Year Bible Plan. Psalm 48, and I want us to look at and isolate. It's 1 through 14, but I want us to just look at 14 for time's sake. It says, that you may tell the next generation that this is God, our God, forever and ever. And what this resonated with me is that my faith, our faith in the Word of God and what God has done and what has led me to be faithful is worth telling others and telling other generations so that they can continue telling others. So for me, it's my kids first and foremost. I have three, Hillary, Madison, Zane. And then now it's my grandkids, Mickey, Loretta. It's also being in small groups with other women. It's also speaking with other generations at church, youth, college age, generationally just younger than me, because there will be a day and time that I will not be on this earth, but the legacy of faith will continue on for generations and generations. But it's up to us as fellow workers of God's in each season to still share our faith no matter what's going on. That's how we can be joyful in all situations. So my question for you there is, who is it that God has placed in your path for you to share your faith with? First and foremost, family, friends, and then other women for you to mentor and disciple. How is He going to bring those people to your path? And if He is bringing people to your path, that is the reason He is doing it. Okay, let's look at the last passage in this day's reading. It's Proverbs 22, 17 through 19. And this one is a sermon. As my pastor Seth would say, this will preach. These are basically easy action steps of what the Word is telling us to do as we seek wisdom. So let's just read it first of all, 17 through 19 of Proverbs chapter 22. Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply your heart to my knowledge, for it will be pleasant if you keep them within you, if all of them are ready on your lips, that your trust may be in the Lord. I have made them known to you today, even to you. So for any of you, all of you, I'm speaking to myself, that is seeking the wisdom of God. These are three simple things that He is saying to put into your daily practice. Incline your ear. That means be available to hear, available to listen. And you have to decide what that looks like for you. For me, it is choosing to sit in stillness with God and His Word. I love listening to praise and worship music. I love having music going. When I go to sit in my car and start my car, I have playlists. I have different playlists for different, almost like topics or themes. And so I'll choose what playlist I want to listen to. But there are beautiful moments that occur when I sit in complete stillness with God. So you have to choose how to best incline and ready your ear. It also takes asking. Ask, what do you have for me, Lord? Speak, Lord, I'm listening. Ask, incline, lean in, ready, prepare your ear to hear the words of the wise, which is the words of God. And second, apply your heart. Apply your heart. That means like check yourself, check your motives, check the motives of your heart. How in full surrender are you? How in full humility are you? How available are you? What is the intention of you? I mean, it goes as much as like even going to church. Are you going to church with the true intention of hearing from the Word of God, from being met by the Holy Presence of God, by the Spirit revealing to you from the Word of God? Or are you going to be going? Stop and think of your priorities. Ask God to bring to light things that you can just tweak a little to prepare your heart to meet with Him. So we pre-ready our ear, we ready our heart, and then the last one is we trust in the Lord. We trust Him. But I have so many questions. Write them down and say, God, I give these to you. Recite what you have as concerns to Him in the morning and let them go. Write them down, put them in a jar, and put a lid on them. I'm giving these to you, God. It cannot be in your vantage so large that you can't see around it. You have to trust God with it. So we incline our ear, we apply our heart, and we trust our Lord. Those are three applicable ways to increase our faith and our wisdom. So if we look, now let's look down this whole page of verses from day 247 in the YouVersion reading plan. What it is saying is, in days of prosperity, be joyful. In days of adversity, choose joy. And then in the passages about 2 Corinthians, remember it says, even in affliction, we are going to choose joy. And then it tells us that by choosing joy, by living through good times and bad times, we're to speak out of it. We're to use that as a platform to help and engage others in conversation. Like, I see you going through hard things. I'm in hard things. I've been through hard things. I'm going through hard things. But my God is here with me. Your God is here with you. It's using experience. It's using what you know. It's telling them about those Ebenezers. It's those remember times of God showed up here, God showed up here. It's asking them, when's the last time God showed up for you? If He did it once, He'll do it again. It's praying with them. It's praying for them. It's checking in on them. It's loving them. Even if you're in a hard time yourself, you can still let the faith you have in your God lead you to help others. He gives us things to go through, I believe, to empathize with others going through them. And then lastly, the only way we can find joy and choose joy and speak to that joy despite our situation is if we are inclining our ear and applying our heart and trusting in our God. Because there is no about ability of strength in us that can do it without him. We can't do it. There is nothing I can muster up on my own to get me through anything. It is actually laying down everything I have and surrendering myself and picking up everything he has to offer me that can only get me through. Remember, when you are walking with God, your faith gives you the perspective that God is sovereign and that you remain in the dead center middle of his palm. And that is something you can always speak to for someone else. You can help them realize that God has it, that God will get them through it, that we can choose to have joy in God if we choose to remain in the center of him by inclining our ear, applying our heart, and trusting in our Lord. May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.